my body is very, very old. I dance around you, white and gold. And I blaze.
Morning.
I blaze for you.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720
WGN. So many nights, you might.
We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower.
So many nights.
And the music that you hear right now is Rachel Drew in the Bitter Roots. And Rachel is going to be playing a gig with Gerald Dowd at the Wine Goddess in Evanston. And that's Rachel, and she's going to be playing a gig with him. And it's this Saturday. It's tomorrow, April 1st.
That's
and
right.
We welcome Rachel Drew back to the show. Hello, Rachel.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Very, very nice. Very nice song there. The last time we were here, last time you were in, what was it for again?
It was promoting a Rolling Stone show.
Right.
Great Moments
with Great
and
Moments
Vinyl.
And Vinyl. How'd that go?
That went really well. It oversold. We were beyond capacity in the room. People were packed. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, now you're here to talk about your own stuff.
Right.
Which is great. And we're happy to tell. So first of all, tell everybody about Gerald Dowd. You guys are playing together at the Wine Goddess, which I've never been to.
Well, it's a wine store that does music on Main Street in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And it has special concerts about twice a month.
Okay.
They have great people play there all year long, and it's a really intimate, beautiful place to catch a show.
Yeah,
and there are wine, there's wine available and beer on tap. And
mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
and so tell me about Gerald Dowd.
So Gerald is known as by a lot of people as the drummer who's in every band in Chicago and one of the best drummers in the world, really. But he's also a great songwriter. So he'll be showing off some of his tunes, and I'll be doing some of mine.
And we'll hear a little bit of one of his songs a little bit later on as mm-hmm. well. How did you guys – is it just through the Chicago music scene? Is that how you guys met? Because there's so many people that play with each other on sets and things like that.
Yeah, that more or less. I met him – well, I'd seen him play many times, but I met him for the first time at a Robbie Fulk show a couple of years ago. And it was just because the people I knew the people that he was playing with, so I wound up in a close circle saying hey, and I introduced myself and I said I was a fan, and he knew who I was already, which was a surprise.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. And mm-hmm. then you guys collaborated and you're working together.
That's right.
That's great. And so this is this Saturday, but you work all over the place. We've got more gigs coming up in April that we're going to talk about a little bit later on.
Okay.
How did you start playing music? We talked about this a little bit the last time you were here. How did you get into music?
My parents are musicians, and so that's how they met, playing mm-hmm. together. And just growing up in that kind of family, it was just part of daily life.
Yeah.
I was singing harmony when I was 5 and 6. And
okay. Mm-hmm. And so your what instruments do your parents play?
My mom started on piano. She also plays guitar. And my dad is a really great guitarist. And they both sing.
Yeah.
Both of their fathers were singers. And my mother's grandmother was also a singer. And she actually taught my mother how to play guitar.
So it's running in the family then.
Yeah. No, it really runs in the family on all sides.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really great.
Yeah.
And I love that you you mentioned here in your bio, we talked about this a little bit last time, that you lived near Diversey in Sheffield and you could hear the Ravenswood L.
That's right.
And I remember telling you that I lived right next to the Addison Brown line stop.
Right.
Yeah, and it was the Ravenswood, as you mentioned. When I was growing up, it was the Ravenswood. Now it's the Brown line.
That's right.
But hearing those L tracks and everything is a lot of fun. Did you like growing up in the city?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know anything different, so
yeah.
I might have actually liked growing up, sort of hearing the crickets more, but seeing the stars and all that. But it's where I was born. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, what music did you get into? What were some of your favorite things growing up that you listened to? Your favorite musicians and bands or anything?
Early on, I was really into new wave. When I was 11 and 12, I wore all black and I listened to New Order and The Smiths,
The Cure.
You
were a little goth girl. You went to Medusa's.
I did. This was before we were called goth, but
yeah.
I was new wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Medusa's. Oh, my God. I used to go to that place, too. Well, it was because it was a juice bar. You could go there underage.
Yeah. You're supposed to be 15, but I wasn't. I was less than 15. So, my first fake ID was to make me 15.
So you could get into Medusa's.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's great. Medusa's, man, I wonder what's in the building there now. Was it that was near Belmont and Sheffield.
Yeah.
I think wasn't it right across the street from where the bar Sheffield's is?
Right.
Yeah. I wonder, I can't even remember what's in there now.
I try not to look at things anymore because they're so different.
Yeah. But have you seen Wrigley Field?
I don't want to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's happened there?
I don't know.
I mean, I grew up six blocks away from there and I don't even recognize it anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. Well, listen, we want to hear a song. And are you going to play something off of this CD that I'm holding in my hand, Under the Sun?
I would have, but I forgot my capo, so I'm going to do a different song that's not on the album.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. And tell everybody about Under the Sun. Is it the latest? Is this your latest?
It's my latest and my only.
Okay.
It came out about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerald Dowd plays drums on it, and Steve Dawson and John Mead and Alton Smith.
Okay.
And I made it with John Abbey.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear whatever song. Tell us what song we're going to hear.
Tonight I will howl at the moon.
Tonight I will howl at the moon.
And you know what? It's nighttime, and so seems appropriate.
All right, everybody. Here is Rachel Drew. Take it away.
Tonight I will howl at the moon. Tonight I will howl at the moon. The wild wino roses in bloom. Tonight. Chains creak through the air. Where winos without a care. Every last chance is there tonight. These streets have never been warm. This night has never been mine. Such beauty I've kept myself from. What divine. Tonight we are careless and free. Tonight you are wrapped up with me. All of the chances that ever will be tonight, tonight, tonight.
Oh, that's great. Really nice. Really, really, really nice. Where did that song come from?
I was just remembering being a foolish youth and going out and underage drinking and swinging on swings. So
there you go. That sums it all up. Really beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. By the way, you can check out the website, racheldrew.com. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. And your gig with Gerald Dowd is at the Wine Goddess at 702 Main Street in Evanston. You guys are going to be playing his songs, your songs. What?
Both. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be playing with each other almost the whole time. I think we're only doing two songs solo.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be playing guitar a lot with me, and he normally plays drums.
Yeah.
And I'll be singing harmony. We're doing a lot of full-on. We're doing one Everly Brothers tune, but we're doing, and it's a good one. It's I'm Not Angry. It's kind of funny. We're going to be doing, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like playing out? Is that your favorite thing to do?
I love the feeling of music unifying the whole room and everyone sort of stopping and being on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And whether I'm in the audience or singing backup or singing lead, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay. Very, very cool. Do you like the? We'll ask you this when we come in. We got to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll hear another song.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit more. You got a lot of gigs coming up too. We'll talk about those as well. But the next one is Saturday, this Saturday, April 1st, with Gerald Dowd at the Wine Goddess, 702 Main Street in Evanston. We have a link on our Facebook page. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back right after this on 720 WGN.
Hit 'em high and I'll hit 'em low. Follow wherever you go. I never needed my shoulders, I had yours. Summer never lasts that long, so flip the tape and play that one car song. Time and city air.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That what you just heard there was Gerald Dowd, who, along with Rachel Drew, will be playing a gig at the Wine Goddess tomorrow night, Saturday the 1st, in Evanston. And we have Rachel Drew live in studio. We just heard a really beautiful song from her. We're going to talk a little more and then hear some more music. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of your other gigs that are coming up.
Okay.
You are playing part of, on Monday, you got a gig on Monday as well.
That's true.
Acoustic Explosion at Sylvie's.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sylvie's. Have you played there before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I regularly, like every other month, I do a little songwriter thing where I'll try to bring out some new songs and play with some friends.
Yeah.
So it's very laid back.
It's a very cool place. It really is. I've always liked that place. Thursday at the 13th, with Gerald.
That's right.
You'll be playing at Friendly's.
Friendly Tap.
You know, the thing about Friendly Tap, the thing about Berwyn is that place has exploded music-wise.
Yes.
I mean, that whole area right there, there's so many great places to see music and to hear music and to play music.
It's true. Fitzgerald's out of space now. That's a new one. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It's a really up-and-coming, crazy area. Mm-hmm. On Saturday the 15th, you will be singing with the Peter Jolie or Jolly?
Jolie.
Jolie group at Fitzgerald's.
He's a fantastic songwriter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you'll be singing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love this. Saturday, the April 22nd, Carpentersville does Carpenters.
It's true.
So you guys are going to be doing the singles. It's an in-store. It's part of Records Day.
Right.
Record Store Day.
Right.
Which is a great event.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you'll be a part of that. I love the Carpenters.
Good. Yeah.
I make no apology for that. Seriously. I mean, I know it's like it's not cool. Karen Carpenter had the voice of an angel.
Yes.
An angel who could play drums.
Yes.
She's so great.
Yes,
and that's gonna be. Do you like playing? Do you like singing? I mean, you did the Stones with Great Moments in Vinyl. Do you like doing covers and other people's work?
I love it.
Yeah.
I definitely learn from the way they sing and the music. It stretches you as a performer. No matter who you are, you're gonna learn something, and you'll bring it back into what you do.
For songwriting, who are your inspirations?
That's so hard.
Not Robert Smith, right?
No. So I love Ray Charles. I love Otis Redding. I love the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I love Hank Williams. I love Wilco.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Jeff Tweedy.
Yeah, he's great.
I don't talk about that a lot, but I do.
You worried you might get back to him?
I live in Chicago. I'm embarrassed.
Hey, when someone's great, they're great. Doesn't matter.
I love Wilco.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. They're terrific and a great live band.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Now, the last time you were here, I asked you the two questions that I always ask musicians, correct? The first album you ever bought?
Oh, the first full album. This is embarrassing.
It's okay.
Sheena Easton's... it's the album Sugar Walls.
Sugar Walls. Okay, I don't know the name of it, but I figured.
It's My Own Private Heaven.
Yeah.
I think I was like 9.
But it's no Sugar Walls is on it. Prince,
right.
Prince wrote that song.
Right.
And your first concert.
Oh, Mimi Farina. So Joan Baez's sister. My mom took me over to Holstein's on Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We walked there.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Did you enjoy it? Was that a good experience for you?
I did.
Yeah.
There was something about the room and being in the dark and seeing the stage and, you know, the friendliness of just being in the small room with one person singing. It's beautiful.
That is great. All right, Rachel, we're going to hear another song. And this is from your CD, Under the Sun, correct?
That's right.
Okay, what song are we going to hear?
I Wish I Was the Snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a little story behind it?
Yeah, so I was part of February Album Writing Month, and I was trying to push out as many songs as I could, so I wasn't really self-editing, and I was super tired. I came home feeling stressed, and on my walk home, I'd seen some snow falling, and I just looked so peaceful, and so I had the thought, I wish I was the snow, because I don't feel good right now. So I went home and I wrote this song, but it's real. It's about being tired.
Okay. All right. I Wish I Was the Snow. This is Rachel Drew and the Bitter Roots from the CD Under the Sun.
Snow with nowhere else to go and nothing left to do but fall, not minding where I go. I'm such a carefree snow, not minding where I finally fall. On wings, the wind sweet wings. It's such a gentle ride. I'm soft, unbreakable inside. I don't mind.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's really, really great. You have a great voice.
Thank you so
really
much.
Really do. So cool. And you'll be playing with Gerald played drums on that song.
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll be doing percussion on that one.
Okay. He'll be doing percussion when you guys perform together. Mm-hmm. Your songs, his songs, other people's songs.
That's right.
And it's going to be you and Gerald Dowd at the Wine Goddess on Saturday night, tomorrow night, on April 1st at 702 Main Street. In Evanston, racheldrew.com, D-R-E-W, racheldrew.com for more information and for all the other upcoming gigs that we talked about.
That's right.
And other stuff that you're keeping busy with. And, of course, all the other information we have is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. It was so great to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
You're super talented.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, we'll take a break right now. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.